Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we finished part 3. Today we will be starting part 4 with Psalm 119, 49 through 56.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we get started in Psalms chapter 119. And we're going to look over this next week or two at verses 49 through 56. Again, that's Psalm 119, verses 49 through 56. We might even title this ESP. Wow, ESP. Well, you'll see what we mean by that when you follow along each day in this study. Now, we also want to invite our listeners to ride with us to Israel, January the 3rd through the 13th. We'll be visiting many areas. We'll be on the Sea of Galilee. We'll go by the River Jordan. Had the opportunity to be baptized there. We'll visit in the various areas like Nazareth. We'll be in the Cana of Galilee. We'll be at Capernaum where Jesus performed so many miracles. Tremendous thing. And we will go to Jerusalem. Visit the empty tomb. Visit the various places in there that remind us of the Word of God as we go back and we see the pool there where in John 5, Jesus performed the miracle of healing the lame man. And then we will go to Mount Nebo. Oh, I love Mount Nebo and then Petra. You will love Petra. You'll be amazed by it. We'll go by the Dead Sea. And oh, what an experience that is. And so I trust that you'll pray about going with us. Now, if you would like to know what to do to be a part of this trip, you can write us, and I can send you a brochure that will not only show the dates of January 3rd through the 13th, but will show you our itinerary. It will also show you all the costs that are involved, and even if you want to purchase insurance to go with it, you can through that. So I can mail that to you, or you can go to our website. At our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. If you will go there, scroll down, and on the left-hand column, you'll see the Holy Land trip there. You'll see something about the Holy Land. You click onto that, and it will give you all the details. My friend, we want you to go with us, and I hope that you'll make a special effort to go to Israel with the Lamp and Light broadcast. So whether you go onto our website or you write me, I trust that you will pray about going to Israel with us. God blesses those that bless Israel. And one of the ways that you can bless Israel is to take the Holy Land tour with us. We'll be teaching the Bible at the various locations throughout our trip, and you will come back excited, and you'll find that you'll never read the Bible the same way you had before. I trust that you will go with us and allow this to be a part of your life. Now, as we look to our text, we're in Psalms 119, and I'm going to look first at verses 49 and 50, where we read, "Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Now, the title of this little section here, I might call it ESP. In today's world, they hire people to help our police departments who claim to have ESP. I've never understood why those people don't come in and tell them before the crimes are going to happen, tell them before the murders are going to take place. I don't understand why they only have ESP after the fact. But universities do graduate-level work in the study of this phenomena. So as we look to our text today, I can tell you of someone who actually does have ESP. He knows what is going to happen to you today, 50 years from now, and on through eternity. As a matter of fact, you'll never be surprised by anything in your life or your experience. He already knows about it. He doesn't necessarily cause these things to happen. He only knows it all the way down to the most minute detail. Theologians for years have called it the foreknowledge of God. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ had. Now, I want to use the letters ESP as major headings for the outline of this passage that we're studying here in verses 49 through 56. And so I hope that you will follow along and take notes and write these things down. Now, keep it in mind that these verses not only honor the Word of God, but they serve as a prayer. And this is the heart prayer of the psalmist. Now, the first letter I want you to see is E, which is energized, and we see that in verses 49 and 50. We see a threefold request in these verses. Remember the word unto thy servant. Now, remember is not in the form of, hey man, did you forget? Now, I'm at the age in which half the time I forget until I'm reminded. And the other half, I don't even remember being told at all. So it's not getting better, my friend. It seems like it's getting worse. But remember, in this portion, it has the idea of, Lord, I choose to follow you based on your call to me through your word. It is by that word and in the light of that word by which now I make my approach. You see, God doesn't have to be reminded. He already knows. And he is just letting the Lord know from his vantage point that he's making this approach according to the word of God. He says, thy servant. Yes. You and I, if we're saved, we are children of God throughout eternity. But remember, in this earthly sojourn, we are servants of the Most High God. As Jesus Christ, he humbles himself unto God's will. I remember years ago as a young man, a young married man, I worked for a family-owned business. It wasn't my family that owned it, but the man that owned the business, of course, he's the one that made the most money. But then he had a son that was also working for him. And that son would go out and he would do work and he would also earn money. Now that older son would make more money than I could make. And of course that's because he was the son of the owner. But he must work. He must earn his money, his income. And so he had a responsibility to work. Even though he was the owner's son. He was the owner's son, but he was also the owner's employee. And my friend, we are children of God, but in this life, as his children, we're also employed by him. And we are his servants. Now, not only remember the word unto me, But also we see it's that upon which I hope. Now the word hope has in it the idea of waiting with certainty. It's confident expectation. It's waiting patiently. Now let me say this. It's not my favorite food. Not even my favorite food for breakfast. But I like it. Okay? I'm just saying it's not my favorite, but I like it. And that is ham or bacon. And I like them both. But it's not something that, boy, I just really want to have every morning for breakfast. I've got other things I'd rather do. And sometimes there are other things I'd rather eat. But ham and bacon as they're frying, is one of the best smelling odors when a person walks into a room. And when you can smell it cooking, it causes you to want what is being cooked right away. And you're able to wait with confident expectation. That odor tells you breakfast is coming soon, and you want it on your plate. Well, God has revealed to the psalmist here the promises of eternity. And now he waits, knowing with certainty it will be his. Now, breakfast will not be mine, even though I could smell the ham and the bacon. It will not be mine if I leave the house and I go away for the day. Well, the rewards of heaven are not yours. Instead, you're saved so as by fire, if you do not do as a saved person, in according to his will. For example, the Bible talks about a crown of for those who witness. It's a crown of rejoicing that seek to bring others to Christ. In Daniel, says that they'll shine as the stars forever that turn others to righteousness. Now, if I don't try to turn others to righteousness, I don't share the gospel, I don't try to lead others to Christ, I cannot expect a crown of rejoicing. I cannot expect to shine as the stars forever. I do know that some people today try to say, well, you know, my life is a good living example, and I'm trusting that people are going to want to turn to Jesus Christ just by the way they see I live. Well, I hope that your life is a good example of morality and spirituality. But I can tell you, you're actually failing in spirituality if you're actually not witnessing with your mouth and seeking to bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And there will not be a crown of rejoicing for you. It's the same thing with the crown of glory. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.